Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
For 17 years, the federal government had not used the death penalty. The Trump administration changed that. It has executed 10 federal inmates this year and is putting to death three more by the time the president leaves office next month. The Death Penalty Information Center tracks capital punishment in the U.S., and the group's annual report is out today. Robert Dunham is the group's executive director. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Robert, when was the most recent federal execution?
The most recent federal executions were last week. There were three prisoners who were slated for execution. Two of the executions happened, Brandon Bernard and Alfred Bourgeois, and they brought to 10 the number of federal civilian executions in 2020.
Has the Trump administration made part of its policy the resumption of executions if there hadn't been any for 17 years?
I think that's right. We've seen an unparalleled politicization of the Justice Department, and the death penalty is part of that. After no one had executed anyone in 17 years, this administration has scheduled more executions for a shorter period of time than at any time in either the 20th or 21st centuries. We've got to go back to Grover Cleveland's presidency in 1896 before we have numbers that are comparable to this. And doing it during a transition period between a president who is a strong supporter of the death penalty and a president who said that he seeks to end the federal death penalty, that only underscores the political nature of what we're seeing.
We should also insert here one of your other findings, that federal executions happen more often than executions at the state level for the first time ever. Have states cut back?
What we've seen this year is unlike anything in American history. You know, the numbers this year for executions and new death sentences are artificially low because of the pandemic. But courts were in the same posture for the federal government and the state government, and that doesn't explain why we had fewer state executions than any time in 37 years and the most federal executions in any time since the 1800s. I think that underscores two things. One is how historically out of step the Trump administration has been, both with presidential administrations going back more than a century and a half and with the current practices of the states. What it comes down to is the states recognized there was no need to execute anybody during the middle of a pandemic when doing so placed the public health at risk. But the federal government prioritized executing prisoners now over protecting the public health. And as a result of that, when the rest of the country, most of the rest of the country, was trying to save people's lives and protect their health, the federal government plunged forward with a record spree of executions.
You say that the federal government has had a record spree and is out of step with the American public. What does current public opinion say about capital punishment?
The Gallup poll from November this year said that public support for the death penalty was, in the abstract, at 55%. That's 55% who said they're in favor of capital punishment. That's the lowest number it has been in 50 years. And the level of opposition to capital punishment was at the highest level since 1966. And we have to read that in conjunction with other recent polls, where Gallup found that 60% of Americans, when asked which was a preferable punishment, life without parole or the death penalty, chose life. That's been a continued movement away from capital punishment, and public support has dropped from 80% in the 1990s by 25 percentage points. And interestingly, Gallup found that support for the death penalty has dropped among virtually every demographic group in the United States.
But it still sounds like the majority support it.
In the abstract, that's true. The American public view of capital punishment is nuanced. I think that while people don't like the death penalty, a majority still want it there as an option in some extreme cases.
Federal executions are going to continue into January. There is a woman who will be executed, Lisa Montgomery, the first woman executed by the federal government in nearly 70 years. In your findings, is there still a racial disparity in the use of the death penalty? Is it still applied mostly to black men?
The death penalty is disproportionately applied to defendants of color, Black and Latinx. But what we really see is a double layer of discrimination. First, there's a white preference. When it comes to designating a case as a capital case, a murder is more likely to be solved if there's a white victim. A murder is more likely to be capitally prosecuted if there's a white victim, particularly if the victim is a woman. So initially, we see a white victim preference for cases going into the death penalty system. And then when you look within the groups of cases that make it into capital trials, African-Americans and Latinx defendants are more likely to be sentenced to death.
And remind us how many people are on death row now at the state and federal levels.
Currently in the United States, there are 52 people on federal death row. That's a tiny portion of death row nationwide. There are 2,500 people who are still on death row across the country.
Robert Dunham, thank you for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
Robert Dunham is executive director of the Death Penalty Information Center. There's a link to the group's report on capital punishment in 2020 at hereandnow.org.